This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said on Saturday his country was ready to hold talks with world powers to revive its 2015 nuclear accord, but not under Western pressure, adding Tehran was seeking negotiations leading to a lifting of U.S. sanctions. France and Germany have urged Iran to return to negotiations after a break in talks following Iranian elections in June, with Paris demanding an immediate restart amid Western concerns over Tehran's expanding atomic work. Last month, France, Germany, and Britain voiced concern about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog confirming that Iran has produced uranium metal enriched up to 20% fissile purity for the first time. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful, that it has informed the watchdog about its activities, and that its moves away from the 2015 deal would be reversed if the United States returned to the accord and lifted sanctions. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the accord in 2018. The Taliban claimed Saturday that their forces had seized several districts in the northern Panjshir Valley, the last remaining province in Afghanistan holding out against the Islamist group. Taliban officials said that overnight advances have brought several days of fighting to Annaba, an area close to the provincial capital, Bazarak. Emergency, an Italy-based charity, confirmed the Taliban had reached Annaba. The non-governmental organization, which runs a medical center in the area, said its facility had received a small number of wounded people. For its part, the opposition National Resistance Front said Saturday that it had pushed back enemy attacks, but acknowledged losing ground to the Taliban and said both sides suffered casualties. This is VOA News. The Coast Guard says cleanup crews are responding to a sizable oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The spill appears to be coming from an underwater source at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick seen in aerial photos taken by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So far, the growing slick appears to have remained out to sea and has not affected the Louisiana shoreline. The Coast Guard says the likely source is an undersea pipeline owned by Talos Energy. The company says it's hired an oil response group that's placed a containment boom in the area and sent vessels to conduct oil recovery operations. But Talos says it doesn't believe the oil is theirs. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 50 people, including more than 30 children, have died due to a dengue fever outbreak in northern India. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
Additional beds were set up in kitchens and storage rooms at the Autonomous State Medical College, needed to accommodate the rising number of patients. Dengue fever, also known as breakbone, can cause intense pain in muscles and joints. It's spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which thrives in megacities of the tropics. Most sufferers survive, but the virus is estimated to kill about 20,000 people every year, many of whom are children.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. President Joe Biden will visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and to pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. The White House says Biden will visit Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 was forced down. The president's itinerary is similar to one President Barack Obama followed in 2011 on the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania for a separate event before she joins Biden at the Pentagon. Willard Scott, the beloved weatherman who charmed viewers of NBC's Today Show with his self-deprecating humor and cheerful personality, has died. He was 87. His successor on the morning news show, Al Roker, said that Scott died peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by his family. Scott began a 65-year career at NBC as an entry-level page at an affiliate station in Washington, D.C. He went on to become the weather forecaster on the network's flagship morning show for more than three decades. His trademark was giving on-air congratulations to viewers who turned 100 years old. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.